Welcome everyone. Bez Hashem continuing Zechor Lemiriam, Perek Aleph. This is share number 8. Before we begin, the third reason is to why when a person says the pasuk of Zechor Yisrael also, it does not help to prevent him from speaking Lashon Hara. I want to point out that yesterday we learned that when the person says the pasuk, he has to realize the merirus, the bitterness, the pain, the discomfort that Miriam and Neviya went through. One way, if I can suggest, to remind ourselves of this point of the Chafetz Chaim, is that when we say the pasuk Zochar Yisrael Asa Hashem Lakecha LeMiriam, you have the word mar, bitter, morim, bitter, in the word Miriam. That's not in the kudos of the name Miriam, but you could see the word mar. It can remind us of the bitterness that the Chafetz Chaim is telling us to remind ourselves of, and the punishment that she went through. We now continue with the third reason as to why when the person says the pasuk doesn't work. And he begins once again with this classical approach with a mashal. A mashal of a person who's sick. And he goes to the doctor, and the doctor tells him to take the medicine, and to take it in a certain way, similar to what we said yesterday. But now this person, he knows better than the doctor. He knows better. And he tells the doctor, I know I have friends who had the same illness, and they took medicine, and it didn't help them. So what's the big deal? You give me this medicine, I don't think it's going to make a difference. So the doctor says back to this person who's sick, says as follows. 2 points, says the doctor to this chayla. The first thing is, the medicine will not make you feel better the first time you take it. Not the second time you take it. Not the third day, fourth day when you're taking. It's going to take a while for the medicine to start working. That's the first thing the doctor tells the chayla. The second thing he tells him, how do you know, says the doctor, that this medicine didn't help these people? You're saying it didn't help them? How do you know it didn't help them? How do you know it didn't help them to some degree? And if they would have continued taking it properly, it would have helped them even more. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Keina Dover Bin Yenenu. So too by us, our discussion of saying the pasuk Zochor Yisrael Asa Hashem Lekech LeMiriam, there are many people who don't understand the severity of the chomer of the aveira of lashon hara. However, they say these words. Who knows? Maybe will this medicine help? If I say this pasuk, maybe. I see everyone saying it, but they still speak Lashon Hara. What's pshat? They're saying it. Why are they still speaking Lashon Hara? And the reason is, when they're saying it, it's like they're giving up hope. They're throwing in the towel. They're saying it, but they don't mean it. They don't do it properly. That's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. They feel that the aveir of Lashon Hara is so part of them that Shuv is not going to help. They really threw in the towel. So they're just saying words, but the words don't mean anything. So they're not really taking the medicine properly. And it's a shame, but next year we'll continue with his third reason.